It's the Punk News Podcast Halloween episode. And by Halloween episode, I mean totally improv and unprepared episode because I am super busy. And yes, 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 I know you all are saying, where's the Punk News Podcast? And actually, I appreciate the emails. And podcast over. And I realize you guys don't talk. The fact of the matter is, I've just been super duper 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 busy, and mixing the episodes takes not forever, but a significant amount of time. So we're just going to do a quick sprint episode with no music, and I'm just going to post it tonight or tomorrow, today being 10/26/2023. And then I've got like maybe 10 back episodes now that I've got to mix and get up there. It's probably our worst backlog ever. So there's nothing bad going on at the Punk News Podcast. I just really, honestly, I got lazy in that I stopped mixing them right after the episode was over, and they just started mounting and mounting. I've been ultra busy this summer and fall, and I don't even know really why I've been so busy, but here I am. Here we are. Em, what's happening? What's going on?
Excited to listen to all the podcasts and stuff. There's been lots of cool interviews coming out on the site. So if you haven't read those, go do it now. Make it happen. And yeah, we're at like the point in the transition where it's my voice gets really weird and I'm able to like do different things, but it hurts and it's strange. But that's good because I can sound really spooky and that's fun. So, we're going into Halloween is next week, and that's always an exciting time. It's always a weird time, especially like around here, because we have more weird stuff that happens, I guess. This was the first year that something weird happened outside of the house, too. So that's always interesting and a little concerning. So my mom was in the car, and she was in the passenger seat. My dad was driving. They told me about this later on. But like they'd gone out and like done some errands and whatever and walked around outside. And, you know, if anything had been attached to them, it would have been blown off because we had like some pretty intense wind. They get back in the car. They are driving. All of a sudden, my mom feels something. She thinks it's a bug. It is not a bug, John. What do you think it was?
A bird.
Ooh, see, that would be interesting. No, it was not a bird. Do you want another guess?
A spider, which isn't technically a bug. It was an arachnid.
True, but no, it was a glove. And it had been like thrown at her from the back seat where there was no one, and it stuck to her coat. She got home and found the other, like, the partner of the glove in a closet. Explain me that!
Where'd the glove come from?
We have no idea. It wasn't in her coat. It wasn't in the pockets. It wasn't in the car. It was nowhere. It just came out of nowhere.
Wait, you were in the car and the seat glove flew up from nowhere?
Basically my mom was telling me about it and she's like, yeah, we didn't have like anything in the back seat. We didn't have anything anywhere. And all of a sudden it's like someone like claps her on the arm, looks down, the glove is there. So she's just like, pick it off.
Well, that's creepy. That's weird.
Have you had any
whose glove was it?
It was hers. It was hers, but she didn't have it, like, on her at all. Like, everything was at home. And when she got home, the mate was there, unmoved.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any October occurrences?
Let me think. I heard the new Green Day single, and that was pretty horrifying. Let me think what else. No, actually it's fine. It's Green Day. It's whatever, you know. It's fine. It's Green Day. It's not that bad.
Good.
Let me think what else. I might have to face the horror of Ticketmaster fees on Sunday to see Effed Up and the Damned. We'll see.
Oh
I
no.
might try to scam my way in. No, actually I shouldn't though, because I like Effed Up and the Damned, so I shouldn't scam my way in. But I'll see if I can get in somehow without paying Ticketmaster fees.
Buy
So yeah,
merch.
that's what's going on. Well, I could scam my way in and buy merch. That's true. I usually do, actually. So anyways, yeah, that's what's going on. And can we talk about new Circle Jerks music?
We did not. We talked about the rumor of
So,
them recording, but we didn't talk about them actually recording.
well, it turns out we broke the news. We posted that the Circle Jerks were in the studio, and the day after, producer Raul Queller did indeed confirm that the Circle Jerks are in the studio recording new. Oh, that's right. We had like a game where we said,
Yeah.
what do you think they're working on? Well, anyway, they are in the studio, and but it might never be released, so we'll see. And more, are you excited for the new Green Day album? That really, I'm actually surprised at how quickly they're following their last album, which was a bomb. Was the last one? I don't know why I'm being such a Green Day. I'm well, the reason I'm being such a Green Day hater is because I'm not a. I'm not, I mean, I'm not a hater, but I'm not a fan, and I get a little annoyed. And then you can react to this. I get a little annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a hater of Green Day. I'm not a hater of Green Day at all. And actually, I know for a fact that the band actually has funded some pretty cool stuff, but they didn't even like tell any. Well, they told the people they funded, obviously, but like they didn't like put out a press release and say, "Look what we did!" Every they just did it and didn't tell anybody, which was kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
In the punk and DIY community, especially in Berkeley and Oakland, which is so. The fact of the matter is, the dudes are pretty cool, and I think pretty much all the Bay Area guys, the Rancid guys, and Operation Ivy guys, I think they all say they're all pretty cool and. Really, you don't really hear hardly any trash on them. And the fact of the matter is, if you don't hear hardly any trash on a massive band, especially in the punk scene, especially in the Bay Area punk scene, the most poisonous backbiting scene there is, then they're probably pretty cool dudes. So you know, I don't hate Green Day. But I get weirdly annoyed, and here's why: is Green Day is fine. I don't think they're uber punk by any means. I think they're a band. I guess they're a mildly punk rock band. Not that it necessarily matters if a band is or is not punk, but I get annoyed that when the punk scene gets so excited over Green Day, when other punk bands like Off, or I'm thinking of a newer band, maybe a band like Lotion, just comes and goes without as much thunder. It's like, why do we well, but the worst offender than Green Day is Blink-182, who I am a hater, who I think is a terrible, stupid band that was never good. And I remember when Blink-182 was like a joke, and like no one would admit to even like listening to them. And now they're considered like not only a great band, but like an iconic band. Freaking Blink-182, man, they're horrible. At any rate, I don't want to be such a negative Nancy, and maybe because I'm bored. I mean, maybe because I'm so busy and I'm kind of. I'm getting pulled in 19 directions at once. Anyways, Green Day's got a new single out. I don't care. But if people like Green Day, that's fine. And honestly, there's worse bands to be massive bands than Green Day now that I think about it. Like there's way other bands that I like a whole lot less that are as famous or even more famous that really shouldn't be, in my opinion. I don't know, Em. What do you think? I'm going to Vegas next week. I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's cool. Who are you going to see in Vegas?
The Dwarves are doing the record release show, and DFL is playing, as are the Co-Defendants. And since it's in Vegas, Fat Mike might actually show up. Not that I
Ooh.
care. I'm really not a NoFX fan. I'm not a hater either, but I do enjoy Fat Mike as an artistic, what's the word I'm looking for? Display. Like he's always doing wacky stuff. And the fact of the matter is, I rarely enjoy it, but I like the fact that it exists. Like I don't really care that Fat Mike is doing an orchestral versions of NoFX and stuff. But that's interesting. I mean, no one's done it before. No one's done orchestral punk rock, I don't think, you know. And like I really like the idea of Cokie the Clown. I thought the EP wasn't that good, but I love that one famous performance. I think it was South by Southwest where he peed in the bottle and then made people drink it, but he didn't actually pee in the bottle. You know about that, Em, right? That's a little before your
Yes.
time, but you classic.
I
And
do know
so
the pee
anyways,
story.
maybe Fat Mike will be there. Not that I really care. I'm super excited to see the Dwarves and the record release for the new album, of which I did two of the special edition covers for, which sold out immediately. Anyways, that's going to be rad.
Woo.
I wanted to say El Cortez, but M. El Cortez is sold out on Friday night. I can't believe it.
What? No.
I didn't know. Honestly, this is
Ridiculous.
stupid of me, and I mean this. I didn't know that Vegas hotels ever sold out. Like, I just thought there's so many hotels, but they never sold out. But they did, Em. They did. So now I can't say,
No.
now I gotta say, like, friggin' circus or something. Friggin'
Well, isn't that fun?
jackasses.
Like, you
Anyways.
have the bar that goes opposite, the opposite way or
What,
something.
a circus?
Isn't that what it
All
is?
I know, Em, is I don't know, Em. All I know is I want to stay at El Cortez so I can walk up the street to my favorite taqueria in Las Vegas and be on the old strip and hang out and go to Rio, not Rio Records. The hell's it called? Not Rio Records. Zia Records. And I am going to go to the Punk Rock Museum, though. I'm actually kind of excited
Ooh,
to check that out for some reason. So
that's
I'll
gonna be
report back.
cool. Yeah, you have to. You
So,
must. Are there any like
and I
exhibits that you're like super stoked for?
you know what I mean? I kind of just want to go in blind and like just see what's there. Like, I don't really know anything that's there. I mean, I actually know some things that are in there, but I don't know like the exhibits. The question is, Em, should I try to
Yes.
scam my way in and say we're doing a review, or should I just go and pay? Like, let's see how much it costs to get in.
Yeah,
That
how much is
that's a
it?
big factor. Because if it's $30, I'm just going to pay to go in. But if it's like $100,
Oh.
then I'll scam my way in. Punk Rock Museum. I'm looking this up right now, Em. Also, Em.
Yes.
This time last year, Punk Rock Bowling had been announced, but as of now, it hasn't been announced. What's going
Oh,
on?
that is a good point. Are they going to wait for something special? Are they going to do a Halloween release? Or are they going to kind of keep it in that vein? Maybe
Well, the
they're
thing was,
going to.
last year it was actually kind of a mess,
Yeah.
so I wonder if that's like a factor, Or let's see. I'll say noon on Monday, the 9th of November, confirmed time
Okay.
slot. Let's see how much this costs. Let's see here.
I'm gonna say reasonable. I'm gonna say it's,
$40.
oh, that's decent.
Yeah, I mean, it actually is kind of reasonable. So the
Yeah.
question is, do I want to scam my way in for $40, M?
Do you think you'll get extras if you scam your way in that you wouldn't get for $40?
I actually don't want to get extras because then I feel obligated. Like, if I go in just to do a strict review, I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean? But if I start accepting stuff, I can still do whatever I want. But then, like, as I said before, at Punk News, we are very, very, very against review bribery. We're against it with
Oh, a
anybody
hundred
else,
percent.
apparently. Because if you, like I said, this is just a
Yes.
rambling episode. And that's just how it's going to have to be.
Ah, it's good.
I worked on a project that I talked about a lot on this Punk News podcast, and I was on the other side in that I worked on a project as part of the creative side. You see what I'm saying? Like, not in the
Yes.
band, but helping out the band, right?
I
And
get
so
the drift.
we were talking with our PR person, and we're like, well, we want to try to hit A, we want to try to hit B, and we want to try to hit C. And she straight up said, and she's not lying, she's like, well, most of these places you have to buy advertising to get any real coverage. You know what I mean? And we're like, damn, well, like I didn't like. It's almost like it's old school payola again. You know what I mean? Which
Oh,
only makes
yeah.
me love Punk News that much more, M, and that we are disorganized and we don't really have any sort of plan. But you can't buy us. You
Yeah,
know what I mean? And anytime those sorts of
100%.
buys, we tell them to F off. Or like, we don't know how you can buy us because we don't even actually have the controls to the site. The controls are held by Aubyn, who we only hear from like once a year. So too bad for you, So I don't know, M.
Oh yeah. DIY or die, man.
You got anything fun coming up this weekend?
Ooh, I am doing the Halloween costume thing. Gonna try to do a Dead Eight 1950s housewife. So I'm gonna try
A
to
deadite?
figure
What
out how to do that.
what's it? What's a
A
deadite?
deadite from Evil Dead, that's what they're
Yeah.
called.
Oh, I've
So
never
it,
seen Evil Dead, honestly.
you've never seen Evil Dead?
No, I probably should see it, but I haven't seen it.
Wait, how have you not seen Evil Dead?
I just haven't seen it. I'm not against it. I want to see it. I just haven't seen it. I'm
Have
too
you
busy watching
seen?
Star Trek reruns, I guess.
Fair enough. I mean, those are good. Have you seen Army of Darkness? Have you seen any of the Evil Dead
No, I
films?
haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of them, no.
Ooh, okay. Oh, you have to. The remakes are. I'm not a fan of the remakes. I couldn't watch the new one. I was excited to, and it's just like I can't watch it. The old ones are where it's at. And Ash vs. Evil Dead, the TV show, is really, really good. Bruce
Is that
Campbell's
have the
great.
guy Bruce Campbell's in it?
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's in the show and like the original Evil Dead trilogy. He's not in any of the remakes, I don't believe.
I don't know the remake when they remake him. And isn't that the kind of movie that you can't remake?
Okay. You can't remake it because like it loses a lot of like its magic, right? It's like The Exorcist. Like you can't remake the original Exorcist. Like there's a new one coming out. Again, I don't like the recent trend in horror movies where it focuses on like parenthood and like kids and stuff like that. I don't like that. So I'm probably not going to see the new one. That's why I couldn't watch the second the second Evil Dead remake. Second Evil Dead remake came out earlier this year. It was earlier this year or late last year, but I believe it was earlier this year. They remade the original one, and that came out a couple years ago now. I think maybe 2017 in that area. And with the both of the remakes are making them like more gory and more serious, where it's like, I get that makes sense, but also like Evil Dead at its core is there is an element of humor to it, even in the first movie where it is more serious than the second movie and way more serious than the third movie, because Army of Darkness is just a whole other can of worms. It's great, but it's a whole other can of worms. So, it's just they're trying to take away the magic of it and be like, ooh, we have like these effects now, but the old effects hold up because they're actual practical effects, right? Like you get the iconic shot of like the evil like zooming through the forest, right? And that was a camera strapped on a motorcycle and they were going through it, you know? And it's really cool. It was obviously really dangerous, and now we have safer ways to do that, and that's great. But that holds up. It was a budget film. And just like the Night of the Living Dead, right? And I think sometimes when you throw money at something and you try to recreate it, it just doesn't work. That's what I feel about with the remakes, personally.
Well, I agree. I agree. I mean, honestly, practical effects still be computer effects like 97 out of
Yeah.
100 times. I mean, I the thing with like computer effects is it looks like a video game, and that like the shadows aren't right. Like you can tell it's not real. You know what I mean? And it really does take you out of the thing. I mean, if you look at the effects in Hellraiser and Exorcist
Oh, yeah.
and in Freddy Krueger, it looks real. You know what I mean? So
Oh,
I
it's
don't know, man.
great.
I just I need to rewatch Nightmare on Elm Street 1. I need to rewatch
Yeah.
Hellraiser 1, and I need to rewatch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Which one? Like the original one or like the second one?
The original M. Although actually, I would watch the second or third or fourth one. The first one's the
Second one
best by
rocks.
far, but they're all fun, you know. Second one does rock, you know.
Yeah.
I gotta watch. I had that on VHS back in the day. Actually, here's another thing that
Nice.
we could talk about. M. We got to premiere the members of the specials doing "Enjoy Yourself" in the tribute to Terry Hall from a couple weeks ago at
Oh,
Punk News. That was
yeah. That
pretty
was
cool.
sick. That was so cool. That looks like a great, it was a great show. The Terry Hall tribute.
Yeah, honestly, that was part of Muzak, and every year Muzak does like this big like party in like Tim Armstrong's backyard, like literally, or somebody's backyard. And honestly, it's only like $150, and everyone says it's like the best thing ever. I should fly to LA and go one time, and it's like you get to hang
Yeah.
out with Jesse Michaels in a backyard and watch all these like little legends, literal legends like Jimmy Cliff or the Specials, just show up and play some songs that they wouldn't normally play. So pretty cool.
That is, and you know your money's going to a good cause too.
Yes, it goes to help kids play by instruments or something like that. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, music programs
Yeah.
in schools. We love to see it.
Do you think, were you surprised that Peter Murphy recently canceled his Peter Murphy Does Bauhaus tour? Were you surprised? Because I wasn't surprised at all. I was bummed out because I had great tickets and I had tickets to see Dexys Midnight Runners at the same venue and
Oh
both
no.
canceled. And so were you surprised that Peter Murphy canceled the tour, Anne?
Unfortunately, no. I think it's becoming a pattern. You know, once or twice is understandable, but
do you think Peter Murphy's got one last great comeback in him, or do you think it's over?
I think he has at least one. I wanna give
Do you
him
think
that.
we'll ever see Bauhaus again? Because Bauhaus pretty much said after the last cancellation, that's it, we're not doing it anymore. And then they did what was it, Ben? Love and Rockets. And it was like, oh, Love and Rockets. And I'm like, Love and Rockets is terrible. I don't know why everyone acts like Love and Rockets is good. Love and Rockets is really boring.
They're not the worst thing in the world. They're not the best thing in the world either, though. They are
Do you like
tolerable.
Love and Rockets? Oh, you said you like Love and Rockets?
I know. I like a couple songs are just okay. I don't listen to them very often.
I want to know how Bauhaus is so amazing. And then all the spin-off, I think there's four or five spin-off bands, and they're all terrible. Dolly's Car, not that good. Peter Murphy solo, terrible, except for the last album, which was great. Lion, I think it was called. I love that album. Love and Rockets, boring as hell. Tones on Tail, boring as hell. And I'm sure there's one or two other bands. How come they're all so boring, and why? Why?
There's something special about when they all get together. They hate each
Is it because
other
they
and
hate
it's
each other?
tumultuous. I don't think it's because they hate each other, because a lot of bands who like each other make really good music. I think it's just like their organic chemistry all coming together. I think it's the vibes, the mix of the vibes.
True, but a lot of bands that are all friends make terrible music too. How many bands are there that sing about friendship and are just the most boringest, whack ass bands ever?
I think the bands who are truly friends don't sing about friendship.
Like who? What band are truly friends but they don't think about friendship?
My Chemical Romance.
Are they friends?
I think they're friends.
Do you
I would
think
go down the
Rancid
limb and
hates
say
each
they're
other?
friends. I don't
Do you
think
think
they're big
Rancid hates each other?
fans. I can't probably.
I think you're right that they I think you're on the right path there. Do you think NoFX are friends?
Yes. I think, okay,
I think so too.
but I think it's a different kind of case. I think it's like they have stronger friendships because their friendships have been tested so much through the years. So they have more of like an understanding and a bond that way.
Do you think I'm trying to think of some other good examples here? Do you think, here's a question, then. Do you think the Melvins are friends?
I'm going to say yeah. I think they like each other. I think they get along. What's your take?
I don't think they hate each other. I've really been trying to crack the psyche that is Buzz Osborne, and I've got a review that's coming out, an interview rather, that's coming out real soon. Where I
Ooh.
tried to and I failed to really crack his psyche. They say they're friends, but then like, well, I guess I'm really speaking out of turn because I really don't know. I always think it's weird when one member moves like 6 hours away from the rest of the band. You know what I mean? Like to me, that always seems to be death of the band, and it concerns me. You know what I mean?
I think so.
So I don't know. Do you think Judas Priest are friends?
I think some of the members are and some of the members aren't. I think it's a split band.
You think Black Sabbath are friends?
No, I don't think they're friends.
I have a little bit of inside info on that, and the Black Sabbath relationship is actually much more complicated than you might think it is. You would think that they hate each other, but they actually don't, which is weird. Or so I've heard. I don't know from firsthand. Interestingly enough, M,
Yes.
Jello and East Bay Red do not get along at all. But prior until about 5 or 6 years ago, they actually were able to talk to each other. Can you believe that?
What did they talk about? I wonder.
Well, nothing crazy. Not interesting stuff, but I was
Just
surprised by
life.
that. I'm surprised that Morrissey and Johnny Marr actually talk every once in a while. I thought they hate each other more than
Yeah.
anybody, you know.
Same.
How about Sleep, Em? Do you think Sleep hates each other?
I think Sleep are too mellow to hate anybody.
I think Sleep are just really, really weird guys, and they're not friends. I think they're so weird that it's strictly working relationship at this time, and they really just get together to work. And and where they used to be friends way back in the day, they've drifted into so far galaxy that they don't even really know each other anymore. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I think they need to just have like a reconnection time, like order pizza, just kind of hang out, watch movies. Have a good hang.
What other band can we speculate on before we wrap up the show, Em?
What do you think about let's see. What are bands? What do you think about
what are bands? Bands are groups of people that get together to play music.
You don't say. I've been trying to figure that out for years. The B-52s.
Well, there's only three B-52s anymore, I think. Those three are friends and or friendly.
That is good.
Fred Schneider, the red-haired lady, and the other lady are the only remaining B-52s.
That makes sense. I'm trying to think of, like... Oh, do you think Green Day are friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that... Well, I don't know.
But I get
I'm almost
that
sure
too.
They are because... Because Green Day have so many side projects that are just Green Day. If you'll notice, Rancid.
That's true.
Like, they have so many side projects, and they stay far from away from each other as possible. And whereas Green Day, their side projects are just Green Day with masks on. So, yes, I think Green Day are actually, like, really good friends.
Trying to think of, like...
How about AC/DC, Em?
Oh, it's a working relationship.
Not friends at all, and astoundingly to me, they were never really friendly with. Like I thought, like back way back in the day, apparently they were like pals with Bon Scott, but even by like Let There Be Rock, they were kind of like not friends anymore. And Brian Johnson was always essentially an employee, which blew my mind. Like there's so many ACD like it's like these crappy punk bands like we'll always be friends and drink whiskey and watch the sun come up together. And AC/DC is sort of an analog. And then AC/DC is like, me and my boys drinking beer and picking up chicks. Let's rock. You know, but like they're not friends at all. They never drink beer and pick up chicks. They hate each other. You know what I mean? So
they do it separately. So,
it really was a bummer to me to learn that AC/DC is essentially Angus and Malcolm, RIP, basically being employers and telling people what to do after Bon Scott died, which is really kind of a bummer. Like, you want AC/DC to be a gang, and they're just not. You know what I mean? They're not, Em. They're not. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
It wasn't always a lie, though. I think they're doing it to protect
That's
themselves
true.
Because they lost a dear friend.
We'll do a couple more, but here's a fun fact, Em.
Yes.
Surfport just posted this. In the middle of making a third record, and I thought it was the end of Surfport.
A third record? Oh, that's going to be cool. Oh, yeah, because Danny Miller just released a solo track.
Which was astoundingly good, honestly. Like,
it was great.
That was awesome. That it really was. Even though everyone at Punk News hated it, and I don't understand the Punk News readers, Em. How can hate that song? I mean, I think that they like Hole and like Garbage and stuff, don't they? Like, that song is basically Hole or Garbage, right? But better.
They like Garbage.
You know what I mean?
I think we're just seeing a bunch of misogynist
little bitches.
Pieces of shit. Yeah. They can't own up to anything, so I have to attack everyone. Yeah.
A couple more. Here's a few. Actually, I'm going to throw you a tough one in a second, but here's a few more.
Ooh.
Rolling Stones, pals or not pals?
Pals.
I want them to be pals, and I think they're pals. I want them to be pals, and I think they're pals in their own way. But I feel as though Mick Jagger is very distant, and I feel that schism came in the mid to late 70s when Keith Richards got really messed up on heroin, and Mick sort of seized control of the band because the band was falling apart. And I guess he's sort of always resented Keith for that, you know. But he also Mick always wants to be the star. But he's the front man, and he's supposed to be the star. But then Keith says, it's my job to make the front man look good, which in a way is very clever because he's saying that without me, you can't be a star. So I'm actually more important, which arguably is true because Mick's got one amazing solo record, one pretty good one, and two bad ones. And his most recent ones were not that good.
Did you see him on
anyways,
SNL?
That's like way back in the day or recently?
No, he was on last week when Bad Bunny hosted. He was part of two skits.
I'll have to watch that. I mean, honestly, like I don't really, you watch SNL? I'm being an asshole here. I never figured that SNL is really that funny. I never thought it was that funny. Now I think it's really not funny. Do you enjoy SNL?
I like bits and
Interesting.
pieces of it because I really like sketch comedy. I think Canadians do sketch comedy so much better, because there are so many
I
good
would
Canadian
agree.
sketch comedies.
I would agree, except we've got Mr. Show.
Mr. Show is good, but and I love Mr. Show, but Kids in the Hall will always win at the end of the day.
I can't agree. I gotta go with Mr. Show. It's a little bit edgier, a little bit meaner. That's why I like Mr. Show. M, last one on
Yes.
mine, and then I'll let you throw one out, and then we'll wrap this up. Well,
Okay.
actually, two more. Second to last one. Circle Jerks. Pals or not pals?
Oh, I think in the process of becoming pals again.
Agreed. Agreed. Last one.
Okay.
Descendants.
Oh, pals. 100% pals. Well,
But
because
they
Comeback
all live in
Kid.
different parts of the country.
But Comeback Kid. Like,
Who's
you have
Comeback
to.
Kid? You mean the band Comeback Kid?
No, I mean Comeback Kid off of Hypercaffeium Spazzinate. It's like,
Oh, is that a song?
yeah. Yeah, it's
Oh.
like it's about almost losing Stevenson and how they felt, and
Bill
it's like a
Stevenson.
rallying cry to him. Yeah. It's really sweet.
All right, then let me think of one more tough one. That one was too easy. How about, let's see here.
Guns
Let
and
me just randomly
Roses.
Google. They hate each other, but that's
Oh,
easy.
100%.
How about Red Hot Chili Peppers? That's not gonna be like, but how about Red Hot Chili Peppers? What do you think of that?
I think they're friends. I
You might be
think they
right.
get
I think you
along.
might be right.
Yeah. I also think it'd be hard
I
not to get along with Flea.
why and why am I so fascinated by the fact that Rancid hates each other? Like, why?
Because they have so many,
I
like, we are buds songs.
that's that is why. That is why, you know. I wonder why they hate each other. I can guess. All right, let me see if I can pull a interesting one here, and then we will wrap this one up. I will say, let's see here. And are you thinking of your final entry while I randomly scroll and look at band names?
Oh, there's been one I've been trying to figure out, but I don't think I'm gonna say it yet. Ooh.
Just go ahead and say it, Em. Go ahead and say it.
No, because there was a lineup change, so it's like no, let's not.
What band is it?
Paramore had a
Say
lineup
it,
change,
Em.
didn't they?
Oh, well, yeah, they hate each other.
Yeah,
Or
they
they
hate each
did.
other. They
L
did. I don't
like
think
the
they do
original
now.
Paramore, that was like a big deal, like way back in day, like way before your time, M. Like Paramore, like they fired two or three guys that actually started the band. And they hate each other. They really hate each other.
No, I mean like them now.
I don't know. You think I follow Paramore, M? You think I follow Paramore?
I was thinking about Taking Back Sunday though. Like, what it are I think they are friends in a certain way.
I have no idea. I couldn't comment. I know nothing about Taking Back Sunday. I don't know if I've ever heard of Taking Back Sunday song. What do you think of that, Em?
Oh, you've 100% heard of Taking Back Sunday song.
Have I? Is it like one of
Probably.
those really sad songs they play in like Kmart or whatever?
No. No, you probably heard like
Okay, let's
Make
see
Damn
here.
Sure. Look that one up because I bet anything you've heard that song.
Let's see here.
I think Pup are friends.
Yeah, but one guy quit.
Who quit Pup?
Didn't one guy quit Pup like 2 or 3 years ago? I was confused Pup with another band. Maybe it was the other band. Who was the band that opened for Off? Oh, Dirty Nil. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they got or swapped bassists because Russ went to do his own thing, and then he recorded with and was touring with Single Mothers again because he was on Our Pleasure in another
How about
one.
the Cro-Mags, Em? You think they get along?
No,
All
not
right,
a
I gotta get
chance.
one last one. I gotta get one last one, and then we'll wrap this up. I'm boring the audience, but I don't care because it's a fun game.
It
How
is.
about? Let's see here. Let's see. I want a tough one. Let's see here.
Let's go to the let's resort to the list.
That's what I'm doing right now.
You are not actual, you don't have stuff yet. Do you think Blink-182 like each other?
No.
Your favorite band? No.
I can't stand like 182.
Do you think Converge likes each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure they do.
Yeah. I get that too.
How about one of the most complex ones? And then I'll do one more though. How about Fucked Up,
Sure.
M? Because of
Okay.
like so what do you think their status is? That's like more contorted than any band, you know?
There's so many people involved in that. I think some of them get along and are friendly. I think some of them get along for business purposes. And I think some of them don't get along and don't acknowledge it.
You think they don't get along, but neither of them will fess up to the fact they don't get along.
Yeah.
Do you think they do that because they enjoy the, like, honestly, like, if you don't like somebody, sometimes it's better to say, I don't like you, you don't like me, let's just stay out of each other's way. And that can solve a lot of problems. You know what I mean? Do
Oh,
you feel as
100%.
though, like, do you feel as though they don't want to do that because they enjoy the conflict?
I'm not sure if it's because they enjoy the conflict or because they don't want to seem rude.
To each other. See, that's the
Yeah.
problem with Canadians. Canadians like Canadians like are too polite to the fact where it actually gets in the way of relationships. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean?
Not really. Like how, give me an example.
I fucked up. You just said that they don't get along, but they don't want to acknowledge it to each other because they feel it would be rude or
Well,
something. Sometimes they are like look at the Ramones. The
that's
Ramones pretty
true.
much said to each other, I hate you, but we're going to work together because we need money. You know what I mean? And they were all miserable because of it. Isn't it interesting how
Yeah.
miserable all the Ramones really were? Like, isn't that fascinating? Like, they hated each other. And like after a while, you gotta say, like this is one of the most fascinating things about ooh, Em, I'm gonna give you a tough one. I don't know. But so anyways, with the
Okay,
Ramones is
yes.
like they hated each other, but they kept hating each other. Like after a while, don't you think they would say, you know what, it was 20 years ago. Let's just work together and like not waste energy hating each other.
Yeah.
They just hated each other and were completely toxic the entire span of the band. Like they pretty much only got along like the first 3 or 4 months of the band, and then just hated the shit out of each other for the rest of the band. Isn't that astounding?
It is. It's like it's not worth it at that point.
I know it's like
No
yeah,
way.
Johnny stole your girlfriend, but maybe he didn't because maybe you dumped her or she dumped you. Who
Oh.
knows? But that was like 20 years ago, dude. It's like
Yeah.
that's like in high school, lots of people go out with each other's girlfriends because it's a small circle. You know what I mean? It's like you don't hate that guy when
Yeah.
you're 40. You know, like, it's like what? It almost makes you look pathetic. You know what I mean?
Unless there was like a serious wrong that we don't know about, like
But
more than that.
don't you think Joey or Johnny would acknowledge that? Like, say what it
Yeah,
was?
I think so. It kind of gives me like the were they protecting someone
I can't
with,
imagine what that would be.
yeah, that's the other thing is like I'm just trying to think. I don't know. See, like I hold grudges 100%, but
You
I don't
have a grudge against him. Who?
airing grievances on the Punk News podcast. Someone who shall remain nameless, who what's a way to put it that is decent? Who disrespected me, I guess,
In what way?
and my friends. Just being an asshole. Really, that's kind of all it boils down to is just like repeated or years of repeated assholery.
Let's go get him, man. Let's get him.
Yes.
So you're saying if you were in the Ramones, you would hold on to your grudge, is what you're saying.
Well, Okay, no, like I would remove myself because I am no longer associated with that person. You know what I mean? Because it's like I
So
can't be around you.
you would give up the Ramones just because you didn't like someone else in the Ramones?
I think if it was that strong of like a, ooh, you know, all these like wounds are open and festering and I can't find closure or peace or anything, then yeah, I would. If it was something that I could deal with, like if it was something that's like, okay, again, like in a year, this is going to be fine, or in 2 years, this is going to be fine, or 5 years, this is going to be fine, I'd stick it out. But I would keep distanced. In this case, if me and that person were in the Ramones together, I would give up the Ramones.
That's what Tommy did.
Yeah.
Last one, Em, and this is obvious, but not so obvious anymore. I'm glad we bullshitted because here's the final one,
Yes,
Em.
I'm excited.
Think hard about this one.
Oh no.
Glenn Danzig,
Oh
Jerry
no.
Only, and Doyle.
Oh, that's tough. Okay. Oh, that's a web here. Okay. I'm gonna go. Jerry only gets along with everybody, and everybody gets along with him.
Well, you think Jerry gets along with Jerry?
I have that feeling.
Hmm.
Just because it's in every version of the Misfits, he's there. So it's kind of like he has that glue quality. So I think he'd have to have a decent relationship with the both of them to be able to play together.
See, I disagree 100%. I
What's
think
your view?
Dan, I think Danzig and Doyle get along. I think Danzig and Jerry used to really hate each other, like really hate each other, but they did what the Ramones never could do. They said, you know what? If we don't hate each other and we just exist around each other, we can make millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so I think that I don't think they're pals, but I think they're at the point where they could just work together to make cash. And that has somewhat washed away the pure hatred they have of each other. And now it's just, I don't really like that guy, but I can work with him to make tons of cash. And I'm glad they did, Em. I'm glad they did.
Yeah, holding on to hatred's not good. You know, if you can let it go and find closure and find peace, that's the key, right?
Well, there you have it, people. This has been the most meandering, pointless episode of the Punk News podcast ever.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be back next week and we'll be back on track eventually. And we're not gonna play any music because I'm gonna post this tonight or tomorrow morning. And that's that. See you later, listener. We'll have all the backlog back up soon-ish. See you later. See you next week. And I'll be in Vegas later.